WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. News outlets across the country have brought their shows on the road to report in real time on what's happening at the DNC. A very special news show is included in this lineup. Well, it's more than just a news show, actually. It's where comedy meets politics. The Daily Show, of course. I sat down with The Daily Show host Michael Costa, Grace Kuhlenschmidt, who is a correspondent, and Brittany Rodica, who is a producer, to chat about their approach to satire. Here's a taste of day one of The Daily Show's coverage of the DNC.
It's great to be here. The weather is beautiful. I now get why you all live here, because it's like this year-round. Unbelievable. Plus, it's an hour earlier than New York, so I get to start drinking at 9 instead of 10 a.m. There is Chicago.
All right, joining us now is Michael Costa, one of the hosts of the show. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for getting the right clip. Thanks for saying my name correctly. And what a great summary of what The Daily Show does.
Yeah, I thought so too. And Grace Kuhlenschmidt is here too. She's a Daily Show correspondent. Welcome to the show, Grace.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is so fun.
And Brittany Rodica is here, one of the producers of the show. Good to see you, Brittany.
You as well. Thanks for having us.
So, big question, Michael. Why come to Chicago? I mean, every cable outlet, of course, in the world is here. So were you all feeling some FOMO?
Well, of all the shows, Daily Show has been coming to conventions long time.
Very true.
So maybe the other media outlets are FOMOing us. Is that the right phrase?
That is totally
copycats.
Right.
Totally correct. I mean,
I watched
Ed Helms chased down people at the convention 15 years ago. I mean, this is a Daily Show staple to be here. And also, as you know, Chicago's hosted 25 or 26 conventions. So this is going hand in hand together.
Yeah, well, The Daily Show, as you said, it's always at these political conventions. So has it been sort of a well-oiled machine in production, or does it become chaos every single time, even though you've done it so often?
I think we are uniquely made for something like this. We make a show every night, you know, where we have the best in the biz. We roll with the punches as the news comes in. Things change day to day. We can sometimes get news at 5 o'clock and then we're changing the show and rewriting it for that night. So when we come to the conventions, we are well prepared. We know how to make a show right away, and we do a great job.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Brittany, because low-key, our producers here at Reset, they are wondering how in the world you do that. How do you follow the news cycle so closely and do it so well? I'm thinking about when Joe Biden, you know, dropped out of the race, endorsed Kamala. That was, what, a Sunday night? You've got a Monday show to put together. What do you do?
It really comes down to the team. I mean, we have incredible writers, incredible producers. We have people watching the news maybe too often, spending a little too much time watching it. And everyone just knows how to make this show. We have people, our showrunner has been at the show, Jen Flans, for over 25 years. So I think it starts at the top and people just kind of follow that lead.
Yeah.
It was Sunday. I was, forget where I was Sunday, but I just got a message when he dropped out from someone at the show that said he did it.
You sent it to the group chat.
And then it was the link. And it's just, I think there's a genuine curiosity in the world from people that work there. So they're not feeling like I have to check the news because I work at The Daily Show. They're curious about the world, and that drives that.
That's wonderful.
Also, in the office, people were predicting it.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. People were like, by Sunday for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we were all predicting it, but I think I was off as to when. I thought it would come a little later. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really going to hang on, hang on super tight. Right. Grace, what are you excited to cover during the DNC?
I'm excited to chat with people who traveled in. I'm curious about like who spends money on a plane ticket to go to something you can see on TV.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Given I, as a 29-year-old, did pay tickets to see Olivia Rodrigo in concert, right. I can't really blame someone for following their passion. Yep. But yeah, I think it'll be interesting. Like, who's here?
What a comparison.
It is fun to see people excited about their world.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a sports person. I can wrap my head around going to the game. Mm. And as a kid, I could never wrap my head around why you'd be excited to watch the electors vote for the nomination.
Right.
But it's fun to see the passion. And by the way, everybody, this is our democratic process.
Right.
This is how we elect people who then make legislation that affects our lives. In fact, we should, more of us should be doing this than going to the Bears preseason game that isn't even worth anything. Boom.
Oh, wow.
Got him.
Boom. We just lost a bunch of listeners.
59,000 people went to the Bears game, preseason game, which is unbelievable to me. And I love the passion. But also, I hope all those people are registered to vote.
Good point. Brittany,
well, get out there. Start handing out flyers.
It's your responsibility now that you're here in town. So you had Governor Gretchen Whitmer was a guest on Monday night. You got Illinois Congresswoman Lauren Underwood and Maryland Governor Wes Moore on the Wednesday show. How did you decide on the guests for this week, Brittany?
Honestly, I think it's just taking into consideration the fact that we're in Chicago. We're covering the election.
I mean, how early did you start reaching out?
Oh, man. You would have to ask our booking team for that.
I can imagine it was a long time ago.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, we have amazing. We have two, Beth and Shauna, do our guest booking, and that is a tough job. That is a job where you have to mix in the wants of the show, the publicity requests, who's pushing what book, what's relevant to today's news. But we always have, like, as host, I will interview a governor. Then I'll interview someone who spent 3 years researching a topic and write a book about it. Then I'll interview an actor who's promoting a comedy film. Mm-hmm. I mean, the breadth of people is one of the best parts of it.
Yeah.
It's so many different conversations.
So take us into your pitch meeting then and the writer's room. Like, how do you approach DNC coverage and election coverage, especially this year?
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. Lots going on.
It all starts in this morning meeting at 9 a.m. typically. I think we're doing it at 8 a.m. here in Chicago
for letting us skip it today.
Yeah, Central time, baby.
Yeah. And blank screen, literally a blank screen with a blinking cursor. That's what I tell the audience every night before I host. I say, we started this morning with a blank screen, and by 6 p.m., we're going to have a show for you.
Wow.
So you start with the news, and you work from there, and there's incredibly funny people whose job it is to yell out jokes in a large room while someone types things. And that's what starts the snowball that is going to slowly accumulate more snow and become this big thing.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, what a fun brainstorm session.
It's really fun unless you yell a joke and no one laughs. That sucks.
Tell me about
that. Yes, I mean, I've pitched a lot of jokes, and you know, you just go, oh, here goes, I got it, Costa, you got it, and I'll say it, and it's just like, quiet.
Doesn't land.
And then you don't even hear the person typing it.
Yeah.
You're like, you're not even going to type my joke?
Not even worth it. Not even worth a stroke of the keyboard. I mean, but sometimes the jokes write themselves with this news cycle, don't they, Grace?
100%.
I mean, there's just gold sometimes.
Yeah, comedy and politics go hand in hand. American politics, like, is kind of stupid on its own. So a lot of the stuff that we're, like, satirizing, you know, some of it, it's always smart, but some of it is not even that tricky to do. Specifically, like, I think we were all exhausted when Biden was still in the race because it was kind of like, there's almost only a few jokes left
to do
about
him. Like, I got nothing left.
Yeah.
And now you've got Kamala.
Exactly.
All new material.
Exactly. A whole new slate. Let's do it.
Well, you all also know how to capture the zeitgeist of a tumultuous time. Let's listen.
In the span of a week, Democrats have gone from the despair of a certain Trump presidency to the joy of a statistical tie. Right now, that feels like victory.
I mean, this provides
a
relief.
Statistical tie is such a beautiful combination of words.
Yes.
From a comedic writing standpoint.
Yeah.
So a lot of tease there, and it absolutely hammers home the point with also some poetry.
Yeah, but there's the humor, but this, in this case, I mean, this provides a release, I would imagine, right? You get to sort of let out the pain sometimes that we're feeling. Mm-hmm. Is that the case?
Definitely. I think that a lot of, also like the writers will write stuff that are like specifically cued towards us, which is really helpful. They know not only our like senses of humor, but also our political interests. And so because of that, like we're kind of given an easy job in a way of like, they set up the ball. We just have to hit it.
Yeah.
There's a pressure that exists with difficult subjects, and by making jokes about them through the mechanism that is The Daily Show, the pressure gets released and we get to move forward in advance. And like John doing that joke, there's this pressure, he does the joke, we as viewers and Americans get to laugh, haha, okay, and now what's next? How do we advance this forward? That's what he does so well, obviously.
Yeah, very much so. On a serious note, the stakes right now in our country, we know, and around the world, they're very high, right? We're hearing account after account that our democracy as we know it, it's on the line. Seemingly never-ending war crimes being committed in Gaza. Gun violence continues to devastate much of the country. The news, as I said earlier, can really be grim, and yet you somehow make it digestible. I want to play another clip here from several years ago about guns.
Okay.
America loves guns. Hell, I love guns, but I also hate guns.
Another mass shooting in America.
Another mass shooting.
Yet another mass shooting.
So I was wondering, what if there was a world where people could keep their guns and have no mass shootings? Welcome to Switzerland, a neutral country most known for its cobblestone streets perfect for skipping, its clocks, sophisticated pocket knives, and guns. Turns out peaceful Switzerland is one of the most heavily armed nations in the world. And like America, they love their guns. Yet they have almost zero gun violence. How the f*** is that possible?
I want to hear from all of you on this. How do you make the tough news funny? You first, Michael.
That was a Stacey Angeles pitch. She is the director for that. That was a two-part piece we did in Switzerland. Man, I love that piece because Switzerland, you know, look, it's going to be very difficult for us to change the Second Amendment. The forefathers wrote, the second thing they wrote down was that we should have guns. So that's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. But there are countries that love guns, have guns, use guns, and don't kill each other like we do. I love that piece because it's not saying cancel guns. It's saying do better with guns,
yeah.
America.
Mm-hmm. With your thoughts, Brittany?
Well, I think usually what we do best is kind of we feel what the rest of the country's feeling. You know, we sit in a room, we kind of talk through the issues. We have the same conversations with each other that I think a lot of people are having out in the world.
And you say what we're thinking
out
loud.
And I think that's what resonates with our audience is like, you know, when things get tough, we want to talk about the tough things and make each other laugh. And that's what the audience feels too.
Yeah. You know, Grace, are you ever like, you know what, the news is just not funny. Like, are there punchlines in the past where you thought, okay, that crosses the line. We can't go there.
I don't know. Not
what Michael said earlier about jokes not landing, but like where it's just like, we can't. That's a little too much.
You know, I've only been at the show for less than a year, so I don't think I've had anything where I've been like, this is over the line. But there's definitely times where like, we'll just simply have writer's block and be in a room of like six of us being like, so none of us know how to make this funnier.
You know, it's worth noting, the clip you just played is a field piece. That's a package piece that we shoot over time and we release when the time is right to release it. If there had been a gun tragedy that morning, we wouldn't have released that.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't, you know, I love your introduction about all this difficult news, but when a really sad, tragic thing happens, we often don't immediately go into the funny on that because you gotta let it sit. You gotta mourn it. You have to grieve it as an American citizen. So the package pieces we do are one of the things that really set our show up above other shows, in my opinion, because we tackle this difficult subject. we make it perfect, in my opinion, and then we release it when the time is right.
So yeah. You're constantly working on these pieces, yes. It sounds like.
Yeah, oh yeah. How many pieces do you have in the can right now?
Yeah, like two.
Two waiting. I've got two or three that are already there waiting. Yeah.
Yeah, I think comedy is so dependent on timing. I mean, even if you just think about like movies you used to love that you watch now and you're like, no way are they right. saying this is the yes. least yes. politically correct thing. Yeah. Shallow Hal was my favorite movie growing up. And I'm like, the joke so is problematic. Just that he thought this fat girl wasn't fat. Like, oh my God. And so I think like that goes right into political satire more than anything. Mm.
Now, Brittany, your guest lineup this week has been released, except for Thursday. We couldn't quite find information on Thursday. Can you tease who you're having on the live show tomorrow?
I do know we'll be having a sir named Jon Stewart on the show.
Oh, yes. He's hosting. Yeah.
He's new. Yeah. He's still kind of training. And
Jon Stewart will be talking to whom?
Someone tweeted me yesterday. When you go
way to
up,
deflect.
When you go to the Daily Show and when you go to the Daily Show hoping to have Jon Stewart as the host, then it was like a meme of like a sad person, and they tweeted it to me, the host, yesterday.
Oh my
God!
Why would they do that?
I just want you to know some of the difficulties that go through.
That's why. Yeah, I've been helping Costa find a therapist for that.
Yeah. Michael Costa, Grace Kuhlenschmidt, and Brittany Radica from the Daily Show. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic, edited by Meha Ahmed, and mixed by Ari Mejia. Reset catches up with culture makers. Now, if this sounds like what you're looking for, well, make sure to check out our full archive of conversations at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely